This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, and welcome to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. We are still on the six human needs cycle. So far we've covered three, which is the need for certainty, the need for variety or uncertainty, the need for significance, and now we're going to go into the need of connection / love. So certainty and uncertainty work together, and significance and connection / love work together as well. And so these are all personality needs. The next two that I'll go through, and the next two ones are actually spiritual needs. And so the powerful thing about understanding all of this is that we start to look and understand both ourselves better, but also understand how we can improve our families, our business, our relationships, how we can meet our needs better, and whether we're meeting them healthy or unhealthy ways. Because remember, we can meet all of these needs in both healthy and unhealthy ways. And so, tickle on those. And so, in that circumstance, it's really crucial to be able to look at all these and go, how do they apply to my life? When do I actually seek these needs throughout my life? And how can I ensure that I'm doing it healthy and it's coming from a good place? And so, moving on to the need for connection / love is, well, where does this actually come from? This is pretty interesting. And so, if we can understand the fact that we seek love from our mother, or the feminine rather, and we seek approval from our father or the masculine, because it allows us to go, where are we going to be in the world, and how are we accepted, are we okay, are we going to be a contributing member of society? And these things are important from early childhood, because what they allow us to do is to become our own person as we grow up. And when we're young, we want to fit in. As we got older, we care less, right? It's almost like we should live life in reverse almost. But it's really important to then look at that and go, well, if connection's so important to the human being and it becomes a need, then what are healthy ways that we can achieve this? Now, I am going to use this podcast today as an opportunity to talk about how many shallow conversations people have. That's probably one of the easiest ways to go. Like, we are so disconnected in this world, even when we're actually with somebody, talking with them or whatever, we're just talking like on such a superficial, shallow level that we continually wear these masks. And this is where someone first meets someone and they start dating, they start spending time with somebody, like, oh my God, this person's so nice, they're such a good person. It's just like, we know that over time, masks are going to start peeling off and we start to see who the person really is before they even see who they are, right? Like, that's the other thing, is that this is why I encourage you, and this goes into this podcast as well, like really spend the time to understand yourself. And I'm saying yourself is in two different words with a capital S on self. Understand every thought that you have and think where it comes from, and spend some time working on this. And because in doing so, it allows you to go, you know what? That's not really being genuine. When I say I'm fine, I actually don't mean that I'm fine. I actually want that person to respond and say, are you sure everything's okay? Do you want to hang out? It's like, no, you actually end up saying that. It's all these little games that are happening, like, kind of just in the background of our own head. And this is why, even though we seek connection and we seek love, it's like, it's so fascinating that we attempt to do that on such a superficial level that we actually never receive it. And so we continually just bounce around on this superficial fucking level, hoping for likes, hoping for DMs, hoping for like responses, hoping that we're going to get a little dopamine hit from our phone going off. It's like, fuck, we forget what connection and love is. It's, and you ask somebody, what's love? Like, yeah, fucking try answering that question, hey? It's one of the hardest questions you can actually ask. And the reason being is because so many of us are inadequate with our own emotions and understanding what they actually mean and what they tell us. And because of that, we just shy away from the things that are really important to us. But the problem is that they don't go away. They just come up in other areas. And this is like, we're living in a time where porn is free and you have to pay for water. Like, think about that for a second. Like, we're living in really interesting times. Taking that aside, I think we're living in exciting times, not because of that, but in the circumstance in many, many different ways. But it's so easy to hide. It's so easy to ghost. It's so easy just to stand someone up and never have to deal with that again. And like, this is a really poor display of human care, right? And people are like, I'm a good person, but well, that was weird. I'm just going to ghost, right? And it's just like, fuck, this... We should continually move towards difficult conversations, because when we have difficult conversations, we unravel parts of ourselves that we didn't even know were there, or we did know, but we didn't know how to articulate it. And people try to think without talking, and you can't do that. I mean, that's what most of these podcasts are. It's just me thinking, right? And it's like, it gives me an opportunity to have these sort of ideas and then bring forward these concepts. I'm like, that's there. Okay, that's my brain. That's great. Okay, and what does that look like? And then put that forward. But so many people just try and hold these things in, and they try and put on all these masks, and in doing so, you cannot connect. Like, you cannot get strength without vulnerability, right? And that doesn't mean being naked in the fucking main street. Vulnerability is your ability to be okay with whatever happens next, because you are okay with yourself when you're at peace with yourself. I mean, that's really what happiness is, right? A lot of people get happiness and excitement mixed up, but happiness is not excitement, right? Happiness is peacefulness. And it's being at peace with yourself when there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do you no harm. So I'm going to encourage you to really start seeking deeper conversations, right? Really start seeking conversations of meaning, of depth, things that are more interesting, ideas, the universe. Stop talking about people. Stop talking about what people are doing. Stop watching junk fucking reality TV show. Right? None of these are connections. None of these are connections. Don't just hide behind a text message. Don't just hide behind an email. Really seek to have conversations that matter. It bothers me that some of my most beautiful best friends say to me, I love having conversations with you. I don't have these conversations with anyone else. And I'm like, you can't. Maybe people can't have these conversations all the time. Maybe they're not there. Whatever. I don't care about that. But you got to have more of these kind of in-depth conversations. And if you're listening to this, you're not a shallow person. There is no one that's going to listen to my musings and be like operating on a really shallow level. They're going to be like, I want to know more about myself. I want to understand the world a little bit better every single fucking day. And so I really encourage you to seek out these conversations. Don't concern yourself with being the weird person or anything that's associated with that thought, because all you're doing is you're stopping yourself from evolving. By having shallow conversations, by arguing about shallow things that won't matter in 12 months' time, you know, by doing all that sort of stuff, all you're doing is keeping yourself vibrating at a low frequency. And you are better than that. You are better than that because you've only got this opportunity on the earth for what we know, for this period of time, and that's what you choose to argue about. You know that. Come on. You have an opportunity every single day to become a better contributor to society. And we do that by having in-depth conversations, conversations that matter, conversations that are going to lead to a result over time. And maybe the result is just the process, really. It doesn't have to be an actual here's a line in the sand. All right. The last thing I want to leave you guys with is, in order to have deeper conversations, we have to have deeper understandings of ourselves. I do a lot of reading, and I really enjoy reading because it allows me to get out of my own head and see the world from someone else's point of view for a little while. What I'm going to encourage you is to continually, every single day, and this is the reason why I created Mood Prep in the first place, but do something that gives you an insight to yourself. If it's journaling, if it's a podcast, if it's reading, if it's meditation, right, if it's saying hello to a stranger, whatever it may be, always, every single day, give yourself an opportunity to unravel yourself just that little bit more. And if you do that every single day for a year, that's, you know, let's miss a couple, let's miss one day a week, right? You're still going to be doing that over 300 times a year. If you do that over 10 years, that's 3,000 times, and it's exponential. It stands on its own shoulders. It doesn't just go 1-1-1, right? It's exponential. If you think about the person that continually seeks to unravel themselves compared to the person that doesn't over a 10-year period, the person who does that one little thing every single day excels. And be that person. Really seek connection. Right, I am done. Thank you for listening to this podcast, if you feel like you know someone who would really benefit from reading or really enjoy this podcast, I would love it for you to share it with them. Otherwise, as always, team, thank you very much for listening. And until tomorrow, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and slay the dragon. Ciao. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.